Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio.
This is Needle Drop Radio. My name's Jeff, and this is episode number 59. Thanks a lot for tuning it in. Thank you for checking it out, subscribing to the show, streaming, downloading, whatever you're doing. I totally appreciate you helping me spread the word and enjoying the show. That's what it's all about. I do this so that you guys have an alternative to terrestrial radio, something great that you can come to every week. We do this every week for about a half an hour, and I just play the best punk rock from all over the world. Old, new, rare, vinyl only, B-sides, demos, everything in between, as long as it's good, I will not hesitate to play it here on the show. And put together something fun for you guys to enjoy every week. And this week, got some classic stuff, something classic from Dead Kennedys. I got a station ID this week from a punk rock legend that you guys will hear in a few minutes. I'm very, very honored and excited about that. And I'm going to play something from Leatherface. I'll play something off the Stormy Petrel. And then actually, I'll give away a copy of that CD to a listener. So keep listening. I'll tell you how to get that in just a little bit. And, you know, I do want to mention something about Doctor Strange. Great guy, Bill, over there at Doctor Strange. And his anniversary is coming up. 23 years of putting out records. And this guy is such a good guy, doing it for all the right reasons. Legend in the punk rock world. And for his 23rd anniversary, he's having a sale all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th. And it's coming up, so I did want to mention it on the show. And if you haven't been to his store, if you live in Southern California, try to make your way over to his store. I will be there one of the days this weekend, picking up some records for myself. And all this applies for online orders too. So wherever you are in the world, you're not left out. You can get 23% off everything. And not only does he have a great discography of classic Doctor Strange releases, he sells so many great rare punk records and just all sorts of great stuff, everything in between, records, CDs, tapes, clothing, and his distro section of his store is extensive, and his prices are so fair to begin with. 23% off fair prices is a great deal, so I just wanted to mention that. He is a good guy, like I said, doing it for all the right reasons, and has been doing it for 23 years now. So let's help support him and go pick up something from Doctor Strange. That will lead us to our first song to kick off the show this week. I'm going to pull something off one of his releases that came out in 96. It's a great split 10-inch between the Boll Weevils and this first band right here. Here is The Freeze off that great 10-inch doing We Make Sanity.
Hey, this is Joey Cape, and you're listening to Needle Drop Radio.
the ones starting the war. We're not compromising or trying to conquer.
The 1995 album Hoss, that was Lagwagon doing Rifle, great song off a great album, and I'm sure that a lot of you are aware that Fat Wreck has remastered and reissued Lagwagon's first five albums. They all have bonus tracks and all sorts of goodies. You can get them individually or in a box set, so very, very cool. And the box set does include their first 7-inch, that Angry Days 7-inch that's so hard to track down, so I haven't picked one up yet, but I think I should grab that before it's gone, and you should too. And we kick off the show this week with The Freeze doing We Make Sanity. Again, that's a split 10-inch between The Boll Weevils and The Freeze. Came out in 96 on Doctor Strange. And up next, like I mentioned before, I'm going to give away a copy of The Stormy Petrel by Leatherface. Play a song off it right here. All you have to do is, between now and Monday, October 3rd, all you got to do is like Needle Drop Radio on Facebook. Very easy to find on Facebook, Needle Drop Radio. If for whatever reason you can't find it, always go to needledropradio.com. I have all the links up there for Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And like I said, just hit the like button between now and October 3rd. I'll pick one of you guys out of there, and I'll send you a Leatherface CD for free. I'll also throw in some Needle Drop Radio buttons, whatever goodies I have lying around here, just a little thank you from me to you. And if for whatever reason you're not the winner of that Leatherface CD, you can always go to noidearecords.com and grab a copy of it. And let's hear something from the band. Off The Stormy Petrel, this is Leatherface doing Never Say Goodbye.
I'm walking a line alone. I should also remind you this is a live show. This ought to be fun for the next hour. Jello Biafra, you're the former lead singer of the San Francisco punk band The Dead Kennedys. 3 years ago, you were charged with distributing harmful matter to minors. The Frankenchrist poster was stuffed inside an album. I've seen the picture. It's a penis in an anal area, and it's dirty, come on.
Not everyone interpreted it that way.
Jello Biafra, you look like you work for IBM here. What happened to you in the last year?
Well, when people turn on the TV expecting Sid Vicious or Motley Crue, why not play Halloween?
You're a solid citizen.
Disguise myself as Phil Donahue and see what happens.
You never know. Tell me, Jello, seriously, this wasn't funny at the time, and you beat the rep, right?
Well, yes and no. It took about a year and a half out of my life. The police broke through a window by my front door and tore my house apart, went through my address book page by page, comparing notes. You know, I felt like I was in the Soviet Union 2 or 3 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And on top of it, it's become harder and harder to get my records into stores in the first place. Free publicity does no good if the stores themselves are afraid of getting attacked by a publicity-hungry prosecutor or fundamentalist preacher or something like that.
There was
even a chain called Camelot in Columbus, Ohio. A kid wrote me a letter saying he discovered that every single record with my name on it, even spoken word albums, poetry albums, were all stickered 18 to purchase, regardless of whether or not there was any of the seven words you can't say on television on it. In other words, I have been blacklisted just like they did to people in the 1950s.
And you probably want us to know you're not a millionaire as a result of all this publicity.
Well, I pay to put my own records out because I want artistic control. I don't want to be like what's happening to the people on the major labels now.
I always talk like I'm way down on playlist. I wear a sock baseball jacket everywhere I go. My job is to help destroy what's left of your imagination by feeding you endless doses of sugar-coated mindless garbage. So don't create, be sedate. Be a vegetable at home and slack on that dial. If we have our way, even you will believe this is the future of rock and roll.
The sugar cone as well. You should grab all the bread and the pepper in the nation, making sure nothing's left to the imagination.
MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. Get off the air.
Stealing the speeches from the Muppet Show, shaking tits and new dicks as they lip sync at screen. There's something I don't like about a band that always wild.
MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the
was our beloved corporate gods claimed they created rock video, allowing it to sink as low in 1 year as commercial TV has in 25. It's the new frontier, they say. It's wide open, anything can happen. But you got a lot of nerve to call yourself a pioneer when you're too goddamn conservative to take real chances. Tenured, rock paper brained accounts instead of music fans. Of all the shots at giant record companies now, the lowest common denominator rule. Forget honesty, forget creativity. opportunity that covers by the most, cause that's the name of the game. But sales are slumping, and no one will say why. Could it be they put out one too many lousy records?
MTV, get off the air now!
All right, a classic right there off the Frankenchrist LP. That was the Dead Kennedys doing MTV Get Off the Air. And you know what's funny about that is they wrote that song back when MTV was actually playing music videos all day and night. And imagine what Jell-O must think now. The total garbage that MTV has turned into. Just a disease of a television station. Totally horrible. And he must be vomiting with rage at the sight of Jersey Shore and all that garbage. I know I am. And before that, we had Leatherface doing Never Say Goodbye. Again, that comes off the Stormy Petrel, which I am giving away a copy of that CD. Up next, let's hear something from an up-and-coming band out of Chicago. I believe this band's a four-piece. They have a... go find them on Bandcamp. They have this three-song EP called 180 Proof. And two of the songs are pretty straightforward, kind of mean, dirty punk rock, which I love. And one of the songs has kind of a ska feel to it, which I'm not crazy about. I don't really like ska, but they do the punk part so well. Let's hear the title track off that 180 Proof EP. Here's Ugly Bones doing 180 Proof.
I don't
All right, that's an Art of the Underground 7-inch. That was The Manges doing Duck and Cover. Great song, great label. And before that, we had Ugly Bones doing the title track, 180 Proof. That comes off the three-song EP. Ugly Bones is one word. You know you can always go to needledropradio.com to find the spelling of bands if you're not sure. Because you guys might be in the car listening to this or whatever. No way to write anything down. I'm well aware of that. I archive everything up there on my site, put all the playlists up there so you can get all that later on when you have a chance. All right, guys, time to pick the cover song of the week. This week, I'm going with a song that first came out back in 1970. It was a 45 single before it was on an album. It was a double A-sided single that hit number 2. And, you know, it's this band, I don't think they ever had a number 1. I'm pretty sure they had a lot of number 2 singles, which is unfortunate, but the band was huge nonetheless. Famous band. I love them. A lot of people love them. And I'm talking about the band Creedence Clearwater Revival. Now, the 45 I'm talking about was Who'll Stop the Rain, backed with Travelin' Band, which is our cover song this week. And two great songs. I'm trying to think what my favorite song is from that band, and I don't think I can pick one. I love Lodi, Long As I Could See the Light, Looking Out By My Back Door, a lot of great songs. Go ahead and pick up Chronicle if you don't have anything from Creedence, and that'll really give you a kickstart in your collection with Creedence. It's their greatest hits. Tons of songs on there, over 20 songs, I think, and just good stuff all around. The version of Travelin' Band that I'm picking is brand new, or just released not too long ago, and it comes off a digital EP. Now, this EP is a split between two bands, Banquets and Mayflower. Mayflower is the one that does Travelin' Band, and on this EP, I mentioned it's digital. I think it is on cassette, too, and should be on vinyl pretty soon. But two great bands. Banquets does a Hot Rod Circuit cover, I believe, and Mayflower does Travelin' Band, and then both bands do two originals as well. So go find this thing on Bandcamp. It's under the Black Numbers Bandcamp page, which is the record label, and let's do it right here. This is Mayflower doing Travelin' Band.
Listen to the radio and talk about the last show.
Right, so that's the other band off that split EP. That was Banquets doing Sexy Ghosts. Pretty great song right there. I wasn't familiar with either of those bands, but I was glad that I stumbled onto them because that EP's good, and both bands up and coming, getting a lot of buzz right now. Really good stuff. I wish the best for them, and I suggest you go track down this split. It's digital, and I believe on cassette right now, if I'm not mistaken. Go to Black Numbers Bandcamp page or Black Numbers Limited Pressing page where you could buy it as well, and lots of other stuff up there. I believe the cover songs are only available when you download it. Like I said, Banquets does a Hot Rod Circuit one, I believe, and Mayflower does our cover song of the week, which was Travelin' Band, the old Creedence classic song. And that'll do it, guys. All wrapped up here. Let's do some thanks. Want to thank Bill at Doctor Strange. Bill, a.k.a. Doctor Strange. He is the Doc. Great guy. Such a nice guy. And I've met him a few times. I will be going to a store because I live pretty close to it. I'll be there for his sale October 8th and 9th. And if you can't make it to the store, you don't live in Southern California, that's okay. His sale applies to online orders too. Huge distro and discography from Doctor Strange, so make sure you pick something up from him and support all that great music. And I also want to thank Joey Cape from Lagwagon. I am honored that he sent me a station ID to use on the show. You guys don't even understand. It's moments like that where I just can't believe my luck, how lucky I am that I get to do this, and things like that happen. It just totally made my day, made my week, made my year. I was honored and excited when I got that from Joey Cape. And I also want to thank Tony at No Idea. Want to thank Ugly Bones. And I want to thank Dave from the band Banquets. All those bands, go support them. Pick up the records. Go see them live. Do whatever you got to do to support those bands. Again, the contest for the Leatherface CD. I'm giving away a copy of The Stormy Petrel. And that's courtesy of No Idea Records. The contest ends October 3rd, 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time. Okay, so between now and then, go like Needle Drop Radio on Facebook. And if you can't find it for whatever reason, needledropradio.com has our link there for Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. If anyone needs to get a hold of me, needledropradio@gmail.com. Bands, labels, you want to hear your records on the show, get in touch. I'm sure we can help each other out. Now, next week's show is titled Around the World. I'll be playing bands from all different countries. Great, great stuff from all over the world, including Colin Farrell from Italy and Midnight Menace from the Netherlands. And I'll be giving away a copy of the new Midnight Menace EP, courtesy of the band. So make sure you tune in for that and find out how you can win that. And also make sure you subscribe in iTunes so you can get the new episodes as soon as they go up. Thanks for listening, guys, and I'll see you next week.